From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting. The White House is on the defensive, distancing President Trump from charges filed against two of his former campaign aides by special counsel Robert Mueller in connection with the probe into Russia's attempt to influence last year's presidential election. The pair are former campaign chairman Paul Manafort and his longtime business associate Rick Gates. They were named in a 12-count federal indictment Monday, charging money laundering, tax evasion, and other violations. They pleaded not guilty Monday in a federal court in Washington. At Monday's White House briefing, Press Secretary Sarah Huckabee Sanders emphasized that the indictment made no mention of Trump or of any collusion between his presidential campaign and Russia. President Trump says American special forces have captured a militant allegedly involved in the deadly 2012 attack on the U.S. consulate in Benghazi, Libya. In the White House statement, he said, "Our memory is deep and our reach is long, and we will not rest in our efforts to find and bring the perpetrators of the heinous attacks in Benghazi to justice." Trump said he had authorized the operation that led to the capture of Mustafa al-Imam in Misrata on the northern coast of Libya. Details of the operation are unavailable. Al-Imam is in U.S. custody on his way to the United States for a likely trial. The president said the United States will continue to support our Libyan partners to ensure that ISIS and other terrorist groups do not use Libya as a safe haven for attacks. This is VOA News. Kenya's electoral body says incumbent President Uhuru Kenyatta won Thursday's election with 98% of the vote. The contest was marred by low turnout and a boycott by his main challenger, who pulled out of the race 3 weeks ago. Correspondent Mohammed Yusuf reports from the opposition stronghold of Kisumu in western Kenya,
where the chairman of the Independent Electoral and Boundaries Commission, Wafula Chebukati, announced the winner of this month's election.
Uhuru Kenyatta, 7,483,895.
The cheer in this restaurant in Kisumu came from the television. The announcement here was followed by silence, signs of displeasure with the results. Kisumu is hometown of the opposition leader Raila Odinga. He boycotted the October election, saying the Electoral Commission was not ready for a repeat election. President Kenyatta got 7.4 million votes. According to the Electoral Commission, 38% of registered voters cast their ballots last week, compared to an 80% turnout in August. Odinga, his main challenger, called on his supporters to boycott Thursday's vote. The electorate in President Uhuru Kenyatta's home region and Deputy President William Ruto's Rift Valley region came out in large numbers to vote for the ruling Jubilee Party. Mohammed Yusuf for VOA News, Kisumu, Kenya.
The United States has pledged up to $60 million to support counter-terrorism efforts by nations in Africa's Sahel region. The funding was announced Monday by Secretary of State Rex Tillerson. It will support the Group of Five Sahel Joint Task Force, a military unit set up by Burkina Faso, Chad, Mali, Mauritania, and Niger earlier this year. At a UN Security Council meeting about the task force Monday, U.S. Ambassador Nikki Haley made clear that the funding would be on a bilateral basis, subject to congressional approval, and not given through the UN, which is trying to establish sustained funding and assistance to the force. A U.S. court has blocked President Trump's ban on transgender people serving in the military. The judge did not, however, block a ban on funding for sex reassignment surgery. The case was brought by a group of transgender service members who had asked the judge to block the ban while the judge considers whether the ban violates their constitutional rights. There is more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world around the clock at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting from the world headquarters of the Voice of America in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.